Tom McLean, certainly Derry got off to a good start last week, going to Kerry and coming away with a result, certainly at the start probably that a little unexpected, but I'm sure welcome.
It definitely was very welcome now to go down to Kerry and come out with something, you know. Someone says we maybe could have won the match, and probably at the end, you know, we could have won it, but looking at the match overall now, a draw was probably a fair result now. Kerry hit maybe 10, 11 wides in the second half, you know, and a couple of them went over now. At the same time, we missed a couple of handy scores as well, you know, so it levels us all out, and I think a draw was probably the right result.
Yeah, and I suppose, obviously, it's going to be a very competitive league, and points, obviously, very, very valuable, regardless how they come, and I suppose, like everybody else, you want to be at the top end rather than at the bottom end when come the end of the season.
Well, this is it, you know, like, we know from the very start that this is going to be a competitive league, and it'll not matter who you be meeting, every game, you know, is going to be a tough game, and, you know, we just have to prepare for it, and hopefully, you know, you come out in the right end of the games, you know. I think if you do the work on that, and everybody plays and applies themselves with the right attitude and that, you know, you don't know, hopefully everything will go okay.
A Dunloy man into the job, knew your first term, and got a good deal of work done over the Christmas, over the winter period, did you?
We did indeed, yes. We got a fair bit of work done there for the weeks before Christmas. We started back on the 16th of November, and up to that, you know, or up to Christmas, you know, we got a lot of work done now, and we're happy to get that behind us, you know.
Yeah, and obviously, always with Derry hurling, I suppose, is the availability of players. Have you got a good commitment?
Yes, at the minute there now, we're working with 36, a squad of 36, which is very good now, and the fellas are all working hard. We entered just a couple of new faces, young fellas, you know, and we got some of the fellas who had been there before, we got them back on board again now. So, yes, we have a nice wee squad there at the minute, you know, and like the squad's always open, you know, we can add a couple more to it, you know, but we're happy with what we have at the minute.
Yeah. And in terms of the league overall, what's the objective? Obviously, there's a lot of tough games in it. You have Westmeath tomorrow, Carlow, Wicklow and London to come.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. The way we're looking at the league, we're not setting ourselves any targets, any goals. We're taking one match at a time. At the end of the day, you know, the league's the league. The championship's the championship, you know. And we'll be wanting to get a few lads playing matches here now, give them a chance and see how they get on playing again that top-class opposition.
Yeah.
Obviously, you'll want enough points to keep you in the league, but at the end of the day, we'll be using this to be getting ready for championship.
Yeah. Westmeath, your opponents tomorrow in Owen Begg, and I suppose after last year's championship, they have an old score to settle with Derry. I know you weren't there, but they'll still need no reminding of what happened in Cusick Park.
Well, Westmeath will be coming up now. They'll be wanting to put right what happened to them last year. Like, Derry beat Westmeath last year, and like the Derry people, the hurlers themselves all said, you know, that Westmeath just was out of sorts a bit on the day, you know, and normally any time you play Westmeath, you're expecting a real tough competitive game. But last year, for some reason, whatever happened, like, they actually finished the match with 12 men, you know, so like, we're under no illusions what it's going to be like tomorrow, and it's going to take a serious effort now to beat Westmeath tomorrow, who is now under a new manager.
Yeah.
When a new manager comes in, it always gives the fellas a bit of a lift, you know, and like Michael Ryan, he'll definitely have them ready for tomorrow.
Yeah, and looking at your team selection, you've made two changes. Liam Henfey and goalkeeper Darren McDermott both missed the game to Kerry, are back in.
Well, suppose this is the first one to hear this. Like, Darrell McDermott will not be keeping because he's still not over the illness that he had last week. He took sick with us down in Tralee. He woke up in the middle of the night. That's why he wasn't keeping last Sunday. And he's still not right recovered, you know. So Barry Robinson will be back between the posts tomorrow again. So.
Yeah. And everybody else fitting well?
Everybody else is getting there now. But a few lads coming back from injury, you know, and tomorrow it just might be a bit early for them, but they'll be on the bench and we'll be hoping to get them some game time tomorrow now to get them back up to speed again.
Mm. And given last Sunday's result, you'll hit Owen Begg tomorrow in a fairly confident frame of mind.
Well, we'll be heading it. It's suppose we'll be in good form after last week now, and we'll just want to carry on from where we left off at last week now. And if everybody goes out with the same attitude and the same effort and determination as last week, that's all you can ask for, and hopefully it'll be good enough to get us a result.